Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Thessalonians 1, the verses 1 to 12. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evident that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Think with me, dear friends, on the theme, Perseverance in Faith Amidst Adversity. The book of 2 Thessalonians is one of the letters written by the Apostle Paul to the Christian community in Thessalonica, a city in ancient Macedonia. Paul had established this community during his second missionary journey, but due to persecution, he had to leave quickly, which left the Thessalonians with many questions and concerns about his teachings and the return of Christ. This letter addresses their worries and provides encouragement and guidance regarding the second coming of Christ and how to live faithfully in the midst of trials and tribulations. My dear friends, in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 1 to 12, the Apostle Paul encourages the Thessalonian Christians to persevere in their faith despite facing persecution and tribulations. He reminds them that their faith is growing abundantly and their love for one another is increasing. They are enduring hardships and afflictions, and Paul commends their steadfastness. This passage reminds us that faith is not meant to shield us from life's challenges, but rather to sustain us through them. In a world marked by trials, conflicts, and uncertainties, the message of 2 Thessalonians resonates with us today. The call to persevere in faith remains as relevant as ever. In our contemporary world, we face various trials, from personal struggles to global crises. This message encourages us to maintain our faith in God, to keep loving and supporting one another, and to endure with hope. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we apply the Thessalonians' example of growing faith and increasing love in our lives and communities, especially when faced with challenges? Two, what trials and tribulations are you currently enduring, And how can you find strength and hope through your faith in God? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the timeless wisdom found in the words of 2 Thessalonians. Help us to persevere in our faith, to grow in love for one another, and to endure with hope in the face of life's challenges. May we be a source of encouragement and support to those around us. Give us the strength to remain steadfast in our faith, trusting in your ultimate plan. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.